This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, brought to you by MyEnvies.com. Are you looking for today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchen gear? Head to MyEnvies.com. They've got what you're looking for, and they ship worldwide. Check them out today at MyEnvies.com. Hey, guys, shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings, and demolishing your debt. Thanks for hanging out, and a huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates, all of our listeners, and as usual, the special weekly shout out to Kathy Tarver and Mitchell Meeks, super fans listening in from Super Talk, Mississippi, as we head towards 90 stations coast to coast, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, Tony says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. If you're not drinking coffee at the moment, you know that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us. Cuz, say it with me, that's just the type of team player I am. So yes, sitting here with coffee, but it is a gorgeous day here in the Philadelphia area, and it looks like we're getting decent temperatures coast to coast. Wherever you are, it looks like springtime's on the way. Monday was nuts because it was freezing cold again. We had snow this past weekend, and now here we are, middle of the week, and things are just fantastic. I'm loving this. Beautiful temperatures through the weekend, too. I'm so digging it. I'm so ready to get out of winter mode. It feels like, and I'm talking to Tony here, it feels like this winter was all over the place. It was toying with my emotions on a regular basis. We'd get some freakishly fabulous warm days that would then be toppled and completely overcome and overshadowed by way too freezing cold days, usually with snow. Now, the kids love the snow. They love the snow days. They love all that going on there. So you put on a cool face as a parent, like, oh, yes, this is fabulous. It's a snow day. Good stuff. And you have fun stuff with the kids, just like, you know, 150 years ago when we were all kids and we loved the snow days. But Lord have mercy, I am so ready for some springtime. So, In light of that, all the springtime activities we got going on here, people were sending me pictures when last week, on last week's show, I talked about how I was redoing the covers on our porch furniture. Oh my God, you guys are the best. Yes, thank you for the great feedback. I am loving this project because this porch furniture, it's beautiful. It's high-end furniture that we got for next to nothing ages ago, but it was still showing some wear. And instead of tossing it out and getting a new set for literally thousands of dollars, are people out of their minds? Whatever. We're recovering and repainting this one, and it's coming out spectacularly. So last week when I'm detailing how we're doing this, I got so many pictures from people coast to coast with all their various projects that they're tackling, you know, before the spring comes up. They're doing all kinds of stuff. My God, the porch furniture that they're doing. We have people out there who have been braving the, you know, end of the winter weather to start putting an additional back porch on their house, or they're rehabbing their front porch. Everybody is ready for warmer weather, and I'm loving the pictures. Keep them coming. Find me at brilliantfrugalliving.com. Let me know what home improvement projects you guys are doing to just get your house ready for some more beautiful outdoor weather. I'm digging it. Here's what I totally dig. the vast majority, well, not that, maybe 60-40, 60% were guys redoing this patio furniture. They were repainting. They were, some of them were doing welding to their various bits of, you know, metal furniture they had out there. Extremely impressive. They're doing tons of painting to it. A lot of them are laying new brick for back patios. They're adding new wood and new trim and new furniture. What, from start to finish, the emails I'm getting, incredibly impressive. Keep that great feedback coming. So, in light of all of this stuff I'm planning on doing in the house, I've been hitting Goodwill for, oh my gosh, I'm trying to go at least once a week. It's been so nutty with the kids' schedule. Katie's about to get her braces. We're very excited about that. I'll let you know more about that later. But it's just been, I feel like I have no time to kind of, you know, leave the house and get stuff done. So I finally ventured into town a couple of times, got a whole bunch of things off my to-do list, ventured into Goodwill. Holy smokes, people are donating the most amazing stuff. Goodwill is benefiting. It's a fantastic organization. You guys know how much I love my Goodwill stores. But the home improvement stuff there, my God, the curtains and the furniture, the antique furniture, the beautiful, my God, records. Not that I'm even into records, but I'm hearing from people who love to collect them, and they're finding these. It seems to me that people who are far more organized than I am, coast to coast, are doing this huge purge of just unwanted furniture and stuff in the attic and stuff in the garage and things that you haven't worn in your closets. And it is just a gold mine lately, you guys. So I went in there last week, bought, and I saw this behind the glass. I love the jewelry sections of these places. And I got this beautiful pearl necklace. Victor got me one ages ago. It's broken. We haven't gotten it fixed yet. This one really grabbed me. And I bought it. I loved it. I got it for $4. Okay, it's a beautiful double chain, double string. What am I saying? Double chain. Double string goes around your neck. Beautiful little, look like a diamond clasp type thing. And when I took it home and had a little more time to study it, I'm like, this thing looks really beautiful. The shine on the pearls is unlike any other, you know, none of my fake pearl necklaces look like this. And the wonderful glimmer of the tiny little fake diamond chips are just so pretty. It really grabbed me. So I take it to a jewelry store, and it's a real pearl necklace. It's as simple as that. Don't want to kill the ending. It is a real pearl necklace. And I'm not disclosing what this wonderful jeweler told me it was worth, but the clasp that held it together, real small diamond chips, not fake, real diamond chips holding together this double strand pearl necklace. And I'm not going to tell you what it was worth, but I'm telling you right now, I'm stunned and thrilled and delighted. I have no eye for real jewelry. One look at my jewelry, you know, box will tell you that. So to find this on a lark without even looking for it, I had to devote today's show to talking about all the things you guys got to stop what you're doing. And next time you're near any of your Goodwills, venture in, because chances are outstanding. People in their haste, in their rush, or maybe they, you know, they just don't know enough about what they've got in their basements, whatever. They're donating stuff, and people are making actual livings out of going to the local Goodwills, finding these gems, and then either reselling them on eBay, reselling them at auction. I could not believe the stuff I was getting here. So who sent me this? Somebody sent me this. My apologies. Somebody listening from WCFO in Atlanta. Somebody also similarly sent me this from our Atlantic City stations. Thank you so much for everybody sending me this stuff. Things you should never, ever pass up if you see them at Goodwill. Now, when I say Goodwill, you know I'm also talking about at auctions, maybe if you go to any other type of thrift stores, that kind of thing. You got to keep your eyes peeled. Here's number one, and this I have heard from people. This makes sense. Silverware. Guys, if you're going into a Goodwill, you're looking for furniture, you're looking for tools, whatever you're looking for, keep your eyes open for some serious silverware. Here's why. Keep your eyes peeled for it. Real silver will usually look tarnished, okay? And basically, ironically, that's why people are getting rid of it, because, oh, I don't want this tarnished silver, whatever. Yeah, you do, because you can polish it up with water and baking soda. It makes a ringing sound if you tap it. Okay, snapping up an entire set, people are talking about finding brand names like Tiffany or Gorham, can add huge value. Not only does it have value as silver itself, but it also has tremendous auction value, apparently. I'm taking the word of people who know far more about this than I do. Keep your eyes open and look for it. We got a couple minutes before the break. I want to get through a couple more of these. This one I love. Arts and crafts furniture. You know what kind I'm talking about? I'm getting a complete blank stare from Tony. Forget it. You don't know what I'm talking about. Arts and crafts furniture. It's more like turn of the last century. It's kind of 1910, 1920. It's very unique. Beautiful carvings, very Art Deco type stuff. So in case people out there miss it, millennials, hello, exactly, aren't really buying antiques, okay? So that's less competition for out there for us. However, the market for mission and craftsman style pieces, say from the early 1900s, is commanding huge prices. I've connected with people who go to their local thrift stores, their local Goodwill, simply seeking out this era's furniture. It can be banged up. Actually, the more banged up, the better sometimes. Less people are going to be looking at it. And he buys it up. He cleans it up as best you can. You don't want to refinish this stuff. You don't want to revarnish whatever, because that lowers the value, believe it or not. And then he sells it all at auction for people who love and crave and who are actively seeking this furniture. I loved that. That's fantastic. Here's the thing. If you're out there and you're looking for it, you find yourself, you know, in the market for this, the real jackpot, anything by the famous designer Gustav Stickley. Apparently, people who know this furniture can go out and do it. If you have the means to go and seek out these various types of designers, and believe it or not, people from all walks of life, small towns, big towns, everything in between, they are finding these kind of wonderful, the jewelry, the furniture, everything else. I absolutely love that. Here's what I love best. Goodwill, which actually gets a lot of flack sometimes. I don't know why. Goodwill puts amazing, incredible people to work in their stores. They provide training. They provide all kinds of good stuff. More than that, they give great prices for their stuff for people like myself, and they keep stuff out of the landfills. That's basically my trifecta of happiness. It's helping people who need help. It's giving training to people who otherwise wouldn't receive the training. It's keeping things out of the landfills, and it's saving people huge amounts of money. So that's actually four things. It's my quadruple run of happiness here. But I'm deadly serious. I'm hearing from people who shop at their Goodwills. They have this huge round of Goodwills, maybe in different counties. They go and they scope it out every week. Maybe they have a relationship or a conversational relationship with the people behind the counter saying, hey, you know what? I'm seeking this kind of stuff. If it ever comes in, I'd love to hear from it. I'll come and take it off your hands at a decent price, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's a winner. See what your particular passion is. Maybe it's antique tools. Maybe, you know, whatever it is, think about it. Get out your local Goodwills, scope it out, get a conversation going with the people that work there, and make it your own. Good stuff. Guys, the time is flying. Hang out for a couple minutes. When we get back, not only do we get dad and daughter talk real estate at half past the hour, we're going to talk about some of the greatest things people have ever found at Goodwill and how you can spot it too. You all stay tuned.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing, everyday low prices. Visit myenvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's myenvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvys.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show talking about incredible finds that people are reporting just shopping at their local Goodwills, the local, you know, the jewelry, the furniture, the clothing, mink coats, antique books, whatever it is. Incredible stories from people coast to coast. I am so impressed. People who are making their living going around and perhaps perusing the jewelry counters at these local Goodwills with these beautiful setups. You think perhaps it's a rhinestone brooch and it's not. It's an antique diamond brooch. Incredible stuff. So we're going to get right back to the list here. This is very cool. Here we go. Now, before the break, we talked about silverware and we talked about arts and crafts furniture. Now, I got to get back to the furniture for a second because there's more than one way to make some serious cash off the furniture finds. It doesn't have to be arts and crafts stuff. We're talking, I'm dating myself here, but furniture, like the really heavy, tough, strong furniture, anything after World War II with the great, heavy, dark woods, that sort of thing, that is still in demand. You will find furniture auctions, you know, wherever you are, that really people lean towards that kind of thing. They like the sturdier stuff. They like it's not going to fall apart on you. So that's the kind of thing you want to look at as well. Cool, the retro, like the George Jetson kind of furniture, the 70s cool mod stuff, the 60s cool stuff. Keep your eyes open. If it grabs your eye, if it makes you kind of stop what you're doing and go take a look at it, other people are going to feel the same way. And it could go excellent, just beautiful at either an online auction. You want to put it on Craigslist or eBay or take it to your local auction house. Love this stuff. Okay, next up. This one's cool. I read about this once before, and since I'm reading about it so often, I have to take it pretty seriously here. Vintage canning jars. Very trendy on Pinterest, which is, you know, the crack cocaine of the clean world, Pinterest. But once upon a time, people use these for, you name it, food storage, you know, not holiday crafts, okay? So do a quick Google search to check the brand name. All right, the ball, B-A-L-L, is usually worth the most. And check out the approximate age. You know, put those expensive phones that you might have, or I just have the cheapo track phone. You can put all these phones to good use checking this stuff out while you're looking at it in the store. So check out the brand name. All right, do a Google search and see what it's worth. I mean, literally, people show up with boxes upon boxes of these canning jars, especially, this is important, guys, if perhaps it's an estate clean out, people are donating everything to Goodwill. They simply don't have the time to go through it and see if anything's worth going to auction. So they donate it all to Goodwill or their local thrift store, knowing that it's going to, you know, go to a good home. It's not going to get thrown out in a landfill somewhere. These are the ones, the antique ones. People are making big bucks on them. I was really surprised, but there it is. Here's another one. Another thing to look for that falls beautifully into the, you know, the estate offerings that you see at these Goodwills. This is called jadeite, and I talk to people who are absolutely crazy mad for this stuff. It's this green, mint-colored dishware. It sounds like china. It sounds like a pottery. It's this mint-colored dishware. It dates back to the 30s, all right? But the style just erupted in popularity after World War II. Okay, so what you want to do, look on the bottom of these dishes. Here's what you want to spot. You want to spot McKee, Jeanette, or Fire King logos on the bottom. And you could be holding the real deal. How much money am I talking about here? This is big. A single butter dish, apparently, with these names on it, could be worth upwards of $100. And there are people who can, if you even took one look at the back of your local Goodwill and saw the boxes upon bags, upon crates, upon truckloads of stuff that these worthy stores get every single week, they are getting everything back there. It's not just small little tidbits just trickling in. They get truckloads of stuff every week. And this is just the type of stuff that people are looking for. Next up in the same sort of category, depression glass. This was interesting because I love this kind of glass. It's not like the usual stuff that you and I buy at the local, you know, department stores or whatever. This is glass that was made, my gosh, you know, close to a century ago. And it's a thrift store favorite. You will find it everywhere if you just start looking for it. It's kind of colored glassware. It was made by Anchor Hawking way back when. And that can still fetch some very fair prices, especially in pink, in the big sets that you find, or in this coveted color. It's a pink hue. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? It's a, go take a look. Next time you go into a Goodwill or your local thrift store, go to the glassware section, and chances are not bad that you're going to find this stuff once in a while. Just do a little research on your phone before forking over a lot of cash for it, okay? The going rates can vary widely depending on the price. Here's the next one. I love this, you guys. This is one, I am not joking. You will, chances are so outstanding you're going to find this. First edition books. This is another thing that part of the wonderful gold mine of Goodwill is that wonderful, again, far more organized people than myself, when they're helping family members or perhaps an older generation help clean out maybe a storage space or whatever else, and you're finding these books in fantastic shape. Who buys books anymore? I adore books. At home, I've got an entire den that is stuffed from floor to ceiling with these shelves covered with books. I go to a lot of friends' houses. People don't do a lot of books. They do their Kindle. It's on screen. It is magnificent how we can download a book, our favorites, the classics, you know, the ones that are, you know, wonderful generation after generation. You can download that in a second. There's a plus to that. There's also a minus to that, in that you can't hold the edition in your hands and flip the pages and smell the book. And it's a wonderful thing having these first edition books. When these estates are cleaned out and sent to Goodwill to give it a better home, to give it a new home, I should say, the first editions are fast and furious. I have found first editions of Julia Child's cookbook. Brilliant stuff. I have found first editions of famous biographies written, you know, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. They're there. And when you buy it, you look online to see what it's worth. The eBay prices are fantastic, mainly because books are so easy to ship. It's a brilliant thing to look for and keep your eyes open for. Do a quick eBay search, see what it's selling for on eBay, and then pick it up. Send it to a home that's going to love it and adore it. Shipping is usually not that bad for books. Everyone's a winner. You see what I'm talking about? I love this stuff. Okay, first edition books. Now you know what to look for. Now, here's one. This has benefited me personally. Elaborate frames. You know, you go back to the Goodwill, the back section for me, that's where we find all of my beautiful, huge pictures. And every picture in my house, these beautiful, gorgeous, I mean, sample home looking artistry. I love it on my walls. And I cannot spend the regular retail price. It's never going to happen. You will find it in buckets, huge, huge amounts of beautiful prints and, pictures and landscapes and all kinds of cool stuff that you will love to have for your home. Some people look and they say, oh, you know, I just want the picture. That's an ugly picture. I don't like it. Oh, I don't like that picture. That's ugly. Oh, that's dated. Oh, that's the wrong color. Oh, that won't go in my house. You're missing something. Look at the frames. Take a look at the frames. Elaborate frames. They're not making them like that anymore. All right. You might hate the painting itself. That's fine. It means you got good taste sometimes, all right? That works. But don't ignore an artwork's frame. The more ornate, the more antique-looking borders that you find can far outvalue the piece inside it and sell very well online, okay? According to more than one person out there, they do this. This is all that they do. Then they get the frame ready to go. Maybe they put, I don't know if they put an extra coat of paint on it, if they make it really spruced up, or maybe they blast the paint off it and get it ready to go for the next owner. But this is a huge business. People are doing these frames. Name one company you can go to where you can buy these beautiful, antique, ornate frames. You can't do it. Or if you go to maybe a framing store, which are wonderful, the price could be a little prohibitive. So you go with one of these older frames, ready to go, antique, shipped right to you. There's a market for that out there. I absolutely love that. What have been the things that you guys have found and raved over and you could not get home? You cannot wait to get home to put this thing up, you know, in your house somewhere, or maybe to resell it, or maybe to put it on eBay. You cannot wait to tell people about it. What was your fantastic go-to item that you were still so thrilled about that you got at Goodwill or a local thrift store and found out later it was worth 10 times, 20 times, 100 times what you paid for it? I love those stories. Find me at BrilliantFrugalLiving.com. From there, you got the keys to the kingdom. Facebook, email me, text me, whatever it is. I love it. Guys, hang out for a quick minute. When we get back after the break, more fabulous finds at your local Goodwill and Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate right after this.
Cheap and small, and not too steep.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians, or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and it is half past the hour. You know what that means. Time for another fabulously educational and, yes, often humorous episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. Joining us here, the gentleman to my right, a.k.a. Dad. It's a busy February in the real estate world, sir.
George, it is. The real estate market is hot, and I process a lot of information from a lot of different places around the country, and it's hot in most places.
It's hot in most places.
It is not hot every place, but it is hot in most places.
Yep, the whole idea that it's seasonal, it's only in the summertime, is the real go time. Those regular rules are just getting blasted all to heck. I mean, there is no slow time in real estate anymore. It's all big.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the rules about seasonality have ever been really all that accurate. It is true. Numbers of sales slow down in October, November, December.
Right.
But they never really stop.
It's good to know.
They never really stop. And whenever I get asked that question, well, John, should we wait and put our house on the market in the spring when you got the spring market going? I always say no, because what you're going to have then is a whole heck of a lot more competition.
Yep.
And when you got your house on the market, one thing you don't want is a lot of competition.
That's true.
So things are definitely tripping along in most parts of the country. Almost all the country, we have come back from that horrible, horrible price meltdown that we had. Thank you, federal government. We peaked in about 2007, 2008. We hit a trough with a kind of a slippery runway going down. Makes those people on the snowboard half pipe look like they're petering along at 2 miles an hour.
Exactly.
The way real estate prices were collapsing from like 2008 to 2012. But in most parts of the country, we have recovered from that. Not totally. Not in Pennsylvania have we recovered totally, and there are places in other parts of the country that have not recovered totally either.
Yep, but we're getting there.
Yes, we are. Well, today, Chrissy, what I would like to do is talk about one of my favorite topics for how you make money in real estate.
Cool.
And this has to do with your personal residence.
Oh, there you go.
So this is a way that you can invest in real estate. Going to have you put in a fair amount of your own sweat equity. So you've got to have some time on weekends and on evenings that you're willing to put into making lots and lots of money for yourself.
Yep.
But we are talking about finding yourself, buying, and then working on a fixer-upper.
I love fixer-uppers.
Fixer-uppers. Yeah, the three houses that Chrissy's mom and I bought during the course of our married lives, we've been on our last one now for almost 40 years. Two out of the three were fixer-uppers. The last one we bought was the grandmother of all fixer-uppers.
Oh, brilliant.
Topped only by the great-great-grandmother of fixer-uppers that Chrissy and her husband tied into here in Chester County, Pennsylvania, which is what we're going to be spending most of the time talking about. But my definition of a fixer-upper, first of all, and this is what you ought to tell the realtor that you're going to be working with. And by the way, if you want to look for a fixer-upper, make sure you get yourself a good realtor.
Yes.
Interview at least two.
Yep.
Preferably three or four. If you're in Pennsylvania or Delaware, I'd love to be one of the guys you interview for the job.
Just
but my
call that.
Definition of a fixer. Thank you, dear.
That's it.
My definition of a fixer-upper is a house that is in a good school district.
Right.
In a good neighborhood. And usually those two go together. And it's just cosmetically all beat to pieces.
Yes.
All beat to pieces.
Pretty.
Structurally sound.
Exactly.
But cosmetically all beat to pieces.
And there's more out there than people might think.
Mm-hmm. Whether you're looking for a multi-million dollar house, a million dollar house, high six figures, mid six figures, buyer, entry level. There are fixer-uppers that are out there that fit that set of statistics.
Absolutely.
And in Chrissy's case, she and her husband many, many years ago paid about $200,000 for a 5,000-square-foot house. It was all beat to pieces. Took you, what, about 2 years before you moved in?
We moved in after 1 year. We got
after
a couple
year,
of rooms
okay.
where we wanted. We had the new heating, cooling, putting, that kind of thing. We put a lot of weekends into that joint. And we finally moved in about a year later and went to work on it after that, living, you know, from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
And, I would do it again in a second. The equity is tremendous.
Yep. Paid about $200,000 for the place, put about $100,000 into it.
Yep.
Total investment of $300,000, and you got a property worth somewhere between $600,000 and $800,000 now, in my professional judgment. And
I
folks,
like your professional judgment.
Those kinds of properties are available.
Yeah.
You can probably find in your entry level neighborhoods a house that would be worth, say, $300,000 when it's fixed up. You can probably buy it for $100,000, put $50,000 into it, and have $150,000 in equity if you look with the right realtor. So interview the realtor, get yourself the right one, tell him what it is you want to do, and then work with that guy to make sure you get the best deal on a fixer-upper.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I'm going to ask Chrissy now to talk about her experience with this great-great-grandmother of all the fixer-uppers, what you had to go through, some of the surprises along the way, to include the poison ivy that husband Victor got wrapped up in.
I'm not laughing
at
that.
And some of the results of it. So take it away, kid.
Well, and it touches on so many points that you were talking about as well. One of the things I found when Victor and I were out house hunting, certain budget that we were working with, and yet all of the houses that I was looking at within that budget, they didn't have the square footage that I was looking for. So that was another reason why I knew that I was going to have to go after a fixer-upper, not only because Victor was very handy, but we wanted to go for one that had more square footage than, say, a new construction at that same price would allow. So that was one of the big reasons. Another thing, I love historic homes. They're built so rugged and sturdy and ready to go. I love Victorians, and that's usually the older homes as well, although there are some new construction Victorians that are trying to do the same thing. So we go out searching. We actually did a lot of research on our own looking for houses. We didn't work with a realtor until the very end. We would find houses that were structurally very beat up, and we put bids in, believe it or not, on a handful of them. One thing I have to recommend and really insist on, if you're doing the same thing, following the same path, get each and every one of them fully inspected by a fearless, absolutely he-man type of inspector that's ready to crawl into every nook and cranny of that place. You ready for this? I put in bids on a handful of houses, Victor and I did, and all of them fell through because the inspection came back saying, run, do not walk away from this house. So by the time we found our house in Chester County, we had gone through this a few times. You have to kind of get a little shell around you here. I was an emotional mess. Every time we got rid of one of the houses because we got it inspected, I would think, oh, we can fix it. We can do whatever. And the inspector was like, you know what? Not really. You know, keep looking. And that's what we did. So we found the house that is by far my favorite of all the ones that we put bids in on. We put the bid in on it. And one of the best things about bidding on a fixer-upper is that even in the year 2000 real estate market, which was pretty hot. There was no
very
one
hot
else.
In 2000.
Yes,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was no one else bidding on this house in this area, in this neighborhood where we wanted to live. Houses were going for easily 100 plus a square foot, maybe like 125 a square foot, and that was nearly 20 years ago. So the house that I was looking at, you know, the 5,000 square footer, was maybe worth about six at the time if it was all freshened up. We went in there and we lowballed the heck out of it, and there were no other bids for it, so we got it for 200. That's the kind of thing you want to do. It's just the equity that's waiting for you on the other end of this process is worth every single crazy ding and crazy day and crazy weekend that you're going to be facing between now and then. So we bought the house, we got it inspected, and the inspector absolutely raved about this house. It had total overkill when it came to the architectural structure of it, the stability of it. It was just ready to withstand any kind of, you know, thing that got thrown at it. So we got the house for $200,000. We spent the next year investing $100,000 in new heating, new cooling, new plumbing, you know, all kinds of new stuff, a new coat of paint on it, all kinds of structural stuff. And we moved in a year later with just a couple of rooms done, and we worked on the rest of it from the inside out, and now we are very blessed to say that it's just a tremendous investment that's paid off unbelievably.
Yep. I guess I should widen my definition of a fixer-upper. You did a lot more than just cosmetic stuff with this house.
It's such a wide range, isn't it?
You upgraded the electric, you upgraded the plumbing, and you put in a whole new heating and cooling system.
Yep, and a lot
now,
of
that's not stuff that you can do on your own, but
right.
I guess as long as you know it has to be done, and you get yourself a good contractor, you get your reasonable bids for it,
yep,
and you factor that into the price, you're good to go.
You're good to go. And Dad is so right. You're going to have some funny days. One of the things that always sticks out at us, this house was empty for 2 years. So when we bought it, we drive up the driveway. We start one of our first outdoor projects.
You had squirrels there. You had squirrels there. You had bats.
We had everything. We had a raccoon in the laundry room living in the ceiling that the inspector got attacked by. I mean, it was just, you can't make this crap up. It was just hysterical. Mm-hmm. So, but one of the first things we did, one of our first projects on a hot summer day, we were working on one of the outdoor projects. We were ripping down all of this ivy that was crawling all along the side of the house that got the most sunlight. It was just wicked Tarzan, deepest jungle ivy growing all over this house. So we pull it down. Now, I am dressed in long sleeve shirt and the gloves and the overalls and even the hat and everything else. Victor, it was a hot day, is in his t-shirt and jeans, this kind of thing, and he's pulling it down with his bare hands. Well, that night, back in the apartment, he starts scratching. He's like, what is going on? What is this? You guessed it. We were pulling poison ivy. I mean, just acres of poison ivy off the side of our house. It was so thick, and he had to suffer the effects of that. He is my hero for that
Victor
alone.
Calls that his poison ivy ranch. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You're going to have a lot of stories like that, too. But just keep in mind, keep this still, serene picture in your mind of what this beautiful house is going to look like of yours when you have it all done. And the money, cha-ching, that's waiting for you in equity when you do it, there's nothing like it. I just cannot recommend it highly enough. Jeff.
Great. And there will be some funny stories as you go through your fixer-upper. The biggest fixer-upper that Chrissy's mom and I ever tackled was the house that we're still living in.
Love it.
And we moved in the summer of 1979. There was an old TV set that the previous owners had left in the house, and it worked. So our youngest daughter, I guess Stacy, was 5, 6 at the time, and she had a little playmate over, and Kathy, her mom, had set them up down in the basement, and she was busy painting and doing something upstairs. And Stacy comes running upstairs and says, "Mommy, Mommy, the TV set's on fire."
Never would you want to hear.
Kathleen rushes downstairs, and this thing is smoking and a little flame coming out of it. So she opens the sliders to the outside, throws this TV set outside. But in the meantime, she's already called the fire department.
Yes.
The fire department is there. Then all the neighbors we haven't met yet come over and say, "Oh, are you okay? Are you okay?" So that was Kathleen's introduction to most of the neighbors in the neighborhood.
It's a good way to get the neighbors out. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Wouldn't have happened if it hadn't been a fixer-upper.
So true.
Folks, so much of a chance to make so much money if you're willing to put in the time. And it is going to take some weekend time and some evening time. Boy, the returns are really, really there.
Amen to that.
And the same kind of ratios Chrissy talked about, $200,000 in, $100,000 for the fix-up, and you're worth about $600,000 to $800,000 at least. That's the kind of math that works for you.
Time flies. Okay. Thanks again. Another great segment. We'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Cheap is small, but not too steep.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing everyday low prices. Visit MyEnvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's MyEnvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvys.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do
you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Many thanks again to Dad, a.k.a. John Harriod, for another fabulous episode talking all about real estate. I am digging real estate, and I think this year is going to be absolutely a smash. If you've got questions about it, text him, call him. He loves this stuff. 484-574-4088. All right, guys, back to the zillion and one reasons why you should stop by your local Goodwill this week. All the things to keep an eye open for. Before the break, we talked about elaborate frames. Here's another one. You think people don't believe me? I can't blame them. Here's another good example of that. Some quick research on the artist of a frame. Who knew that there were artists for frames? There are. Go Google. Look at the back of these frames. Google it. See what you get. It netted one woman over $27,000 for a slightly oversized frame that she found at Goodwill that turned out to be created by some turn-of-the-century artist, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God. It's fantastic stuff. I love this. Okay, next thing to look for. And I've seen these, too. Vintage globes. That's pretty cool. I mean, thanks to our ever-changing world map, outdated models with, like, the bygone countries, which are no longer named these countries, they auction off for surprisingly high prices. I love that. So recent, even online sales value, even today, finds it like $25 and up, which is way more than anything you'll pay on Goodwill. And here's the next cool thing. A globe, pick it up in your hands. It's pretty blessed light. It doesn't take a lot to ship. It's not very heavy. It's all good. Everyone's a winner. So the next time you're there, you know what else? I've also seen these. The games, the vintage games that all of us loved growing up. If you find those in their vintage boxes. And this globe idea made me think of it because also world maps that are in puzzle form, that sort of thing. Keep an eye open for the antique puzzles that also have the world maps on them too. The globes, the maps, everything. It's all good. Here we go. Ooh, this is a good one. You know what I'm loving about this list, you guys? Whatever I'm talking about here, I have seen this at my local Goodwill. Here's the next one. Antique luggage sets. Antique luggage is cool. I have luggage. It could probably qualify as antique. I haven't used it, you know, really extensively since my honeymoon. That was 20-some years ago. But there's something to be said for gorgeous antique luggage. I love that. You know, even if you're going, hear me out, even if you're going on some weekend trip somewhere, how cool would it be to bring along some antique suitcases with you? Not everything has to have the wheelie, rolly back kind of thing. Oh, it's so modern. It's so trendy. I like the antique. And an antique luggage set sounds wicked cool. Not only that, but I have seen antique luggage at my local Goodwill. Never even occurred to me to pick it up and try to, you know, ascertain the value of it. Good stuff. Now, it says here, ooh, yeah, the vintage trunks. Of course, Louis Vuitton, it says here, reigns supreme when it comes to the vintage trunks. But far lesser known brands still go for big bucks, especially if they come in matched groups of two or more. That's the kind of thing that's very auctionable. People love to go to auctions to buy just, you know, the very thing they're looking for. And oftentimes, everything that you see in your local Goodwill, fantastic. Last but not least, colored Pyrex. This is pretty cool looking stuff. I've got a little touch of it just by, I mean, I'm not collecting it, but we've got a little bit of it in the house. There's something to be said for long-lasting kitchenware, okay? Especially in my house where it's as if my children's, you know, main purpose in life is to, not, you know, intentionally, but things just break all the time around there. So vintage Pyrex, especially in those really bright hues, those unusual patterns, they go for a pretty penny on resale sites. Don't believe me? Check out eBay.com. And the best part, many collectors still use their durable pieces for baking, for cooking, for everything else. I love that. Very cool. All right, now while we got a couple minutes left, I got to talk about real life, real world cases, people who got things at the thrift store that were actually worth a fortune. And we don't throw the word fortune around easily. This is a fortune. Here we go. A worthy watch. Zach Norris, all right, goes into a Phoenix, Arizona Goodwill looking for a cheap golf bag. And instead, when you're in the Goodwill, you will look at everything else as well because it's just a well-run store. Instead of getting a golf bag, he finds a watch. He likes it. It's a nice watch. I think I'll get that. Cost him $6. All right? That watch ends up being a 1959 Le Coultre Deep Sea Alarm. He sells it on eBay for, wait for it, he bought it for $6. Sells it on eBay for $35,000. That's what I'm talking about. Next up, the Libation Cup. In 2013, a man purchases this, air quotes, Libation Cup from an Australian thrift shop for $4. Later, oh my God, it's discovered to be a traditional Chinese artifact made from a rhinoceros horn, and he sells it for $60,000. That's what I'm talking about, guys. That's very, very pretty. Next up, case in point, a priceless painting. In 2012, Beth Feeback walks into a North Carolina Goodwill looking for a blanket to keep warm. Nice. She instead happens upon a certain painting. Eventually, she discovers it was created by Ilya Bolowatsky. I'm butchering the name. I apologize. Titled Vertical Diamond. She buys it for a couple of bucks, sells it at auction for over $34,000. Okay, here we go. A sculptor's necklace. Norma Iffel was at a flea market in my hometown. Norma Iffel, you're going to like this. I'm freaking out. Was at a flea market in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, when she happens upon this very nice, pretty necklace. Beautiful. I like it. She receives compliments each time she wears it, but it wasn't until she visited an Alexander Calder exhibit at the Philly Art Museum that she realized what it was. The necklace was made by the famous sculptor and later sold for, stay with me, guys, $267,000. Okay? Me likey. Another good Philadelphia, you know, inspired one here. The Declaration of Independence. Very good. Nashville's Stan Caffey, guy lives in Nashville, sold his, he thought it was a fake, of course. You know, it has to be worthless copy of the Declaration of Independence. You know, he cleaned out his house, mind, oh, it's cute, maybe for an old kid's assignment, whatever it is. No, it was real. And later out, oh, this is bad. I can't even laugh about this. I can laugh about it a little bit. He sells it after cleaning out his house, sells it for pennies. Okay? Pennies. His words, not mine. Later, this guy finds out someone else found out it was real and sold it for $470,000. Okay? There's a happy ending and a sad ending in there. Just putting that out there. A very cool watch. You guys know how much I love James Bond. The specialized watch that James Bond used in Thunderball mysteriously disappears for decades after the film was released. In 2013, it resurfaces at a garage sale where it was purchased on the cheap. Eventually, the buyer sells it for, $163,000. Okay, alrighty then. Very nice. Here's a real trophy. Sean and Ricky McElvoy found a sweater in a Knoxville, Tennessee thrift shop, really eye-catching, where Sean paid less than a dollar for it. While watching a documentary on Vince Lombardi, however, he realized he recognized the name from the sweater's name tag. He sold it, he authorized it, sold it for $43,020. Okay, I don't know whether to laugh or cry or shriek with glee, but get out there. Get to the local Goodwills, guys. One more. Another declaration. Bargain hunter in Pennsylvania somehow discovers an original copy of the Declaration of Independence, one of only 24, in a thrift shop. He pays $4 for it because he liked the frame it was in. After he turned the document around and saw what was written on the back, he sells it for, $2.4 million. Guys, that's what I'm talking about. I got more here. I got handfuls of these things bought and found at these local thrift stores, Goodwills. I love it. If they can do it, you can do it. Go out there and find it and let me know. I want to hear about it. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap and small.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.